Rising Strong. This is the author, Brené Brown. To the brave and brokenhearted who have taught us how to rise after a fall, your courage is contagious. A note on research and storytelling as methodology. In the 1990s, when I began studying social work, the profession was in the midst of a polarizing debate about the nature of knowledge and truth. Is wisdom derived from experience more or less valuable than data produced by controlled research? What research should we allow into our professional journals, and what should we reject? It was a heated debate that often created considerable friction between professors. As doctoral students, we were often forced to take sides. Our research professors trained us to choose evidence over experience, reason over faith, science over art, and data over story. Ironically, at the exact same time, our non-research professors were teaching us that social work scholars should be wary of false dichotomies, those either you're this or you're that formulations. In fact, we learned that when faced with either-or dilemmas, the first question we should ask is, who benefits by forcing people to choose? If you applied the who benefits question to the debate in social work, the answer was clear. Traditional quantitative researchers benefited if the profession decided their work was the only path to truth. And tradition had the upper hand at my college, with little to no training in qualitative methods available and the only dissertation option quantitative. A single textbook covered